Thank you for
Hello.
calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Oh, are you returning that call that I just left
Yes,
my
sir.
phone number? Okay, can you tell me who your customer service for? I mean, what company do you do
Yes,
customer
sir.
service?
I'm a third-party customer service representative. We represent about 200 different companies, sir. Are you being charged by someone?
Yes.
Okay, let's see if we can locate an account for you to see what's going on. Can we start with your zip code, please?
Zip code is 44107.
And your first and last name, please?
First name is Andrew. Last name is Junowicz. It's spelled Junowicz.
Here we go. Can you verify your address, please, sir?
Sure. 1610 Lewis Drive, Lakewood, Ohio.
Thank you, sir. And I'm waiting on it to come up for us now.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I do see it's for the neck massager, which helps with achy necks and sore muscles. I do see someone paid the shipping and handling of $7.45 for the product. I do see where it was a free welcoming gift for the Consumer Gadget Club. You get a $125 gift card each month to our direct savings store for a gadget. I see where they charged you $49.97. That is a monthly charge. I do see the price increased in March to $56.95, sir. Are you wanting to keep this?
Charge. No. That's the charge I'm looking at, the $56.95. I had no idea that this was some sort of ongoing monthly charge thing. I mean, I did get the massager. I think it was like for Christmas or, you know, even before Christmas. And it was very reasonably priced. I think it was just a shipping charge. I don't recall reading anything or signing anything that said, oh yeah, sign me up so that I get a monthly bill for something that I'm not buying or ordering or even seeing.
Yes, sir. The terms and conditions were online that stated that it was a free welcoming gift to the shopping membership, the direct savings store, sir.
Okay, well, so far I've only seen one charge for $56.95. It was on my most recent bank statement. I don't want any more charges. How do I go about canceling this thing? Or, in the alternative, any chance I could actually get that money refunded to me?
Okay, yes, sir. I do have your account canceled to stop all future charges, effective immediately. I do see where I could do a 35% refund off the $56.95, which would be $19.93,
okay, sir. Okay.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Okay. Yes, sir. So your refund of $19.93 will be back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. There'll be no future charges whatsoever. Would you like a confirmation number, please, sir?
Sure. Yeah, that would be great.
Yes, sir. C as in Charlie, 25924463 8.
3 8. Okay. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate your help on this because I actually asked my bank to do the research on that account, on that charge, because I had no idea what it was for. You've explained it to me. I guess I should read the fine print a little more carefully next time I place an order for anything. But you're solving, or, you know, partially solving this problem for me. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad I was able to help you.
Yes, you were. And have a great day.
You too, sir. Thank you for calling customer service. Bye-bye.